given the size of the club and as soon as I knew the interest, it wasn't a hard decision for me to make. So, yeah, I mean, you just have to see the stadium and see the facilities and speak to the manager, and it wasn't a tough one.
How quick a process has this been for you from initially finding out the Blades wanted to sign you to actually signing on the dotted line?
Well, I found out, I think it was Saturday morning I found out, and we're now Monday, so it's been pretty quick. But it's been good.
It's been a situation where it's no secret that you've had other offers. Rotherham United, a club in this part of the world, for one as well. How close were you to joining them before you knew about the Blades' interest?
I was quite close to joining them, but things transpired and it wasn't the right move for me. So it turned out as it has, and I'm here now. So I'm happy to be here.
Generally speaking, had you been thinking about moving on prior to the end of the season? Is it something that had been on your mind in any case?
I suppose it had to an extent. I did well last year, and I felt that if I did well enough, that I could possibly get a move and play at a higher level. And it seems that that's what's happened. So, and I owe a lot of my success so far to the coaching staff and to the club up there. So for that, I'll be thankful.
Because it has been your most productive spell, hasn't it, in professional football to date? 29 goals last season. That's a terrific record.
Yeah, it's not bad. But it wouldn't have been anywhere near that if I didn't have my teammates around me and the support of the staff and the management. So it's not just about how many goals I scored. It's about the team and the club, and it's a good advert for any young player going to Falkirk, seeing that they will get opportunities and they can potentially move on from there to a bigger club.
And the perceived higher level, presumably you're confident that you can make that step up here into football in League One.
Yeah, I am. So I suppose we'll see soon enough, won't we?
We will. It's not a division that you are completely unaccustomed with. Obviously, you had some time at Bournemouth. How much of a learning curve was that for you?
That was a massive learning curve. I was given an opportunity by Eddie Howe, and he left and went to Burnley, and things, well, to be honest, things took a nosedive under the two managers after that. And Falkirk was a saviour for me. It was my chance to start fresh and to play again. And it worked out for me. It worked out very well.
Do you feel that this is a big opportunity for you? Because you've made your name now with Falkirk. You have a great season behind you. But here presents a chance for you to establish your name as you'd want it to be in English football.
Yeah. It's a massive opportunity for me, and it's a massive club to have that opportunity at. And the hard work starts with training. So that'll be the next step for me, and to see where we go from there.
How important for you was it at the stage you are in your career, and you're still at the younger end of things, but you are joining a club that have big ambitions? They want to get back into the Championship this season.
Well, yeah, that's massive for me. The club's huge. Let's face it. The club's massive, and the ambition is matched by the size of the club and by the manager. So that's a positive, and everybody in the squad will take great confidence from that.
It's a young squad, or it will be by the time the end of August comes around. There are a lot of younger players coming into the team. It's a younger manager. It's a very interesting project at Sheffield United to see how you will all mould together, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be. To be honest, the project that the manager has here isn't much different to the one Stephen Presley and now Gary Holt have at Falkirk. I mean, I was one of the oldest boys in the squad there, so it's one I'm used to, and it's a challenge I'm looking forward to.
How would you sum yourself up as a footballer? What do you believe your key strengths are?
Well, I mean, I'm a goal scorer, and that's my job on the pitch. my job is to put the ball in the back of the net. So that's about it, really.
It's a situation where not long left now. 3 weeks, isn't it? It's going to come around very quickly. Are you looking forward to it? Are you excited? Are you getting your teeth into League One?
I am. I'm really looking forward to it. I've been looking forward to it ever since I found out that the club were interested and there was a potential for me to sign. And even more so now.
What's your assessment of the division this year? What was it, 2010 when you left Bournemouth? And looking at the opposition that Sheffield United will face this year, how strong do you believe this campaign is?
Well, it's a strong league. There's a lot of big clubs, but to my knowledge, there's no bigger club than Sheffield United, and that's all there is to say on that, really. We have our ambitions as a squad, so we'll see where we get to.
And what are your ultimate ambitions here? Firstly, with Sheffield United, but ultimately within your career.
To be honest, I haven't thought about any further ahead than this. I hadn't thought any further ahead than Falkirk at a point last week. So I don't know. I'd like to play at the highest level possible, the highest level I'm able to play. And if that's with this club, then I'll be very happy and proud to do that.